is a new theme song for having guests in the office. That was, by the way, Morten Gould's Pavane, just in case you didn't recognize it. I am absolutely tickled today to have two friends with me who are both with the Artist Presentation Society, also known as APS. The first is president of the organization, whose name is Debbie Larson, and Babette Miners, who is a board member on APS. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, it is wonderful to have you here. Good morning. There are all sorts of wonderful things that are happening with APS.
Absolutely.
It's just thrilling. And Debbie has just gotten back from New York, yes?
Yes, just last night.
And she's actually sitting here bright and fresh and wonderful. I don't know how she does it. You have some secret, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know, but it was very nice to be in our nice quiet house last night. New York is wonderful, but it's a very loud city and hustle and bustle all the time. So
yes,
we
is.
Enjoyed our time there, but we're glad to be back in our hometown.
Back home.
Right.
There's no place like home.
That's exactly
I heard that
right.
Word. Somewhere. I can't remember where. Do you remember, Babette?
I don't know. I'm envisioning red shoes.
Yes, I think so. Ruby slippers, I believe. Oh, well, let's talk about APS. Let's first of talk about the history. When was this founded? Artist Presentation Society, the full name.
Exactly. This group was founded in 1947. And so we're now in our 67th season by some St. Louis music teachers. Mm-hmm. And basically, they wanted to showcase the talent of their wonderful students here in St. Louis. And they did that through an audition process. I guess I'm not being around then, just put a call out and held auditions and had their winners. I don't know exactly what their requirements were at that time, although that they had to be from the St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. Since then, we've evolved into a group that has draws from about a 250-mile radius from St. Louis, and we still have the audition process every year,
yes.
And it's open to vocalists, pianists, chamber ensembles, and solo instrumentalists, and we just try to pick the very best that we can.
The best of the best.
The
creme
best of
de
the
la
best.
Creme.
Yes.
Well, and the wonderful thing about this is that purpose, of course, of helping to bolster a young career and
right.
to also give them not just an honorarium, but the real payoff is being able to perform and have this, of course, on your resume, too, because this is really quite a prestigious accomplishment to be chosen as a winner of this.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is. And we find that they're very appreciative of that,
yes.
They've been given this opportunity to do that.
Yes. And, you know, it's generally, for the last several years at least, APS has been performing at the Ethical Society,
right.
Which is such a wonderful venue, too, and very generous both to larger instruments and small,
right?
You know?
And the people there are wonderful to work with.
Oh, they are,
And just they're just stellar. And it's a lovely venue because, well, it's centrally located. It's easy to park and to get in, and it's a lovely hall.
Yes.
And you know, there's always a wonderful excitement to go to a big performance down at Powell Hall or another place with a large orchestra, but the intimacy of a recital mm-hmm. is just really a special thing, I think, and you really get to know the artists because we sometimes have our hosts, of which you will be one
yes.
this year, Candy, do a short interview with the artists, and then they oftentimes give live program notes and just to be able to see them up close, it just is just a real invigorating experience, I think.
It is. I agree with you. And I think, too, you know, when they are giving their notes, especially if they are comfortable enough doing this themselves, which some are and some
mm-hmm.
aren't.
Right.
Some prefer that notes be read, but it does give you an insight into that person's personality and what makes them tick. And it's just something, it sort of takes down that wall, you know, and you feel like you kind of know them.
Exactly. A couple years ago, when I first got on the board, there was a clarinetist who was performing, and after intermission, between pieces was, you know, cleaning out the instrument, mm-hmm. and he was kind of explaining to people perhaps who weren't familiar with how you have to do that with your instrument.
Yes.
So he was kind of talking, and then he's just kind of dropped this little comment. My wife is videotaping in the back, and we got married yesterday. And we're like,
oh,
what? And so
you had a
completely different attitude,
yes,
towards this wonderful artist.
Yes, and by the way, I'm putting off my honeymoon to,
right,
to play for you, and then I'm out
exactly
of here.
And that gave me the idea to have our hosts do a brief interview with our artists at the concerts, because just to know a little personal thing about them, or, you know, what their hobbies are, whatever else they like to do.
That's so great. It really is, because
yeah,
it does make you feel that you have a little bit better grasp on the person who is presenting that music. And
mm-hmm.
everyone, even though the music is written and it's all printed and it's pretty much the same, the thing is that it's transmuted through that particular instrumentalist or singer.
Right.
And that's where the music happens. It's that in spiritus, that
right,
inspiration that happens.
Exactly.
Neat. Well, you have a wonderful flutist. Shall we look at the overall program first, and we'll sort of go through the season, and then we'll come
sure
back to Karen. Does that
okay
sound good?
Sure. Yeah.
So we're starting with Karen Haug.
Exactly. Karen Haug is from, originally from the East Coast, and
mm-hmm.
she's studying at the conservatory in Kansas City, University of Missouri, Kansas City. And she will be performing with pianist Dan Velliser on Sunday, November 10th.
And that's going to be a lovely performance. And Tom Sutholt is going to be hosting,
yes,
this one, our very own Tom.
Yes.
And from some of the repertoire that we know that she's doing with the Franck and the Franck Sonata in A Major, which is quite a tour de force,
yes,
in the
is
repertoire.
Yes, it is.
And then the Feld Sonata, which is a wonderful, energetic,
yeah,
piece.
That's a new piece for me, so I will be.
Me too.
It's really, I listened to a little bit of it and went out, sampled, you know, what I could find, and
right,
I really like the piece.
Great.
I think it's going to show her and the pianist beautifully.
Wonderful.
Very, very different from the Franck.
Yeah.
And let's see, there are a couple of other things that she'll be doing too, but let's move to the next one. Yeah.
I would just like to mention
sure
one thing about that concert. We lost a wonderful longtime board member this summer, Mary Booty, and we are dedicating this concert to her. I know that she was present at our auditions last April, and she,
yes,
was very excited about the choices that our judges made. And I know her husband George and her family will be in attendance.
Yes.
And we'll be very glad to have them.
I think anyone who knew her misses Mary Booty. She was such a gentle, warm, supportive presence in so many ways,
yes,
and such a champion of the arts in her quiet way.
Yes.
Yeah, she,
yes,
was a lovely, lovely lady.
Mm.
Yeah, her memory will live on. I think it's a marvelous tribute to dedicate this concert to her.
We're very glad to do it.
Oh, my, yes. And now the second concert is going to be in March, and it is a duo. The Mazzoni duo,
right,
of flute,
right,
and piano. They just, it's funny how one year it's all pianists, or it's all, yeah, it's just whoever comes to the top of the
yeah,
crop there.
Right. It's the cream.
Our, yeah, judges try very, very hard to make sure that they're not focusing on one instrument or another. Some people think that we were focusing on piano, and it was never deliberate.
No.
It was just the pianists were the ones that were really coming to the top. But this year we have a very, very wide variety for people.
And I think that's tremendous, too. I really do, that we do have a good variety. And even,
right,
though we do have flute and piano here, this is a duo. And tell us more about them.
Well, Jennifer and Matt are both, Jennifer's a native St. Louisan. Matt is a transplant. Jennifer went to Webster University and was in the youth orchestra, and she was just an outstanding player. She went to the University of Indiana for her master's, and that's where she met her husband, Matt. And they have collaborated now for several years, and they're just really, really exciting performers. And we're glad to have them and our final artist, both from St. Louis area, so
That's nice that they're both from St. Louis, and Sarah Price, of course, soprano.
Exactly. She sings with the symphony chorus and with the St. Louis Chamber Chorus, and she won the 2010 Metropolitan Opera auditions here in St. Louis, and she will be a very exciting choice. We're really thrilled to have a singer. We're always hoping that singers will audition and win.
Well, our mutual friend Joy Boland was one of the singers who had won this. And we'll go over a couple of people who have won this in the past. And Dennis Sparker is going to be hosting that particular
That's right. Event. And you, Kathy, will be hosting the Mazzonis.
Yes, I will. The Mazzonis. That's going to be an awful lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that.
It will be.
And then, of course, Sarah Price is going to be in April. And then one other thing that we must mention is this tremendous thing that has just, in the last 4 years, I believe this is the fourth year that we're doing this, with the Youth Symphony, yes?
Yes.
And this competition is for members of the Youth Symphony and up-and-coming young musicians. And tell us
it's
a little bit more about this.
Yeah.
It is exclusively.
No.
Okay.
No. Babette's not feeling talkative. It's on you, Debbie.
Okay.
She's the expert.
This is our fourth year of doing the youth orchestra competition, and it is exclusively for players in the St. Louis Youth Orchestra. We work with Maureen Byrne and Jessica Ingraham down at the St. Louis Symphony, and I believe that the auditions begin, or the notices will come out probably in the next few weeks.
Yes.
And then the first round of auditions is in early January. And generally, I can't remember the name of the new Youth Symphony conductor, but he will be the one that makes the final selection. When we started this, Ward Steer was the conductor, and he made the choice. We select generally two. The first year, they just couldn't decide, and they had three, and so we said, okay, we'll do three. But ever since then, it's been two winners, and then they are part of the On Stage at Powell series. It's usually a Wednesday evening, and I think, I believe this year it's on April 23rd. And it's always real exciting to be able to sit on the stage at Powell Hall and look out at all the seats. And
she's talking about the audience, by the way, not the performers.
Right,
because
we're all on the stage.
Everyone's on the stage. And it's very intimate.
It is very intimate.
And the backdrop, of course, of looking into the house, it's almost a European sort of experience, you know, like I must be in Vienna or something.
Exactly.
It's just tremendous.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful opportunity here again for these young performers to be able to have such a rarefied venue to present what they do best. And what an encouragement for them.
Right. And, you know, I'm sure in their private lessons that they give recitals, but you know they perform with the wonderful St. Louis Youth Orchestra. But for them to be able to have the opportunity to perform in a solo venue on the stage at Powell Hall, not a lot of people get to do that.
No, they don't.
And then they get a financial award from us as well that basically covers their fee for being in the orchestra. For a year.
So, yeah. Oh my gosh, it's something that I think that is so vital to keeping the arts alive here in St. Louis, particularly, of course, the art of music, and it's a marvelous situation, and I'm just very proud to be affiliated with the Artist Presentation Society.
We're very glad to have you.
Oh well, my goodness, it's such a tremendous group. It really is, and. so encouraging to the young ones, you know,
right.
especially. And, you know, you need that break when you're starting out, you know, you need that little toe in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's come back here for the upcoming concert, just to know that we've made, and I should probably take the lead here and say that tickets are easily available. There are two ways that you can get them. You can call for information at 314-822-4697. Again, 822-4697. Or if you happen to be computer friendly, which most people are becoming now, you can just remember apsmusic.org, and that will get you there. Be sure to put music in there, apsmusic.org. And now let's come back to Karen Haug, flutist, again. Her program is Sunday, November 10th. At
Correct.
3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be doing the Bach Sonata in B minor, which is BWV 1030. And then she's also going to be doing that Feld Sonata that we were speaking about earlier. And then the Poulenc Sonata for flute and piano, which is also a gorgeous
yes.
work. Absolutely wonderful. And then the Franck, the big wow, you know, nothing like
right.
finishing with a big bang, and it is a great piece. César Franck's Sonata in A Major, and of course Tom Suttolt will be hosting this.
We will look forward to it.
Indeed we will. Anything else that we need to tell everybody out there other than come?
I'd like to tell them we have our annual auditions every year.
Oh, yes.
This year it's Saturday, April 26th, and these are open to the public. And it's so wonderful to see these young people audition, and people can come in and watch one or two if they choose, or more mm-hmm. if they don't. and it is. It's free. It's open to the public, and we would encourage people to come by and witness yeah. these auditions, because they're really, really interesting to see all the young people.
Yes.
They're all good. And you realize what a difficult job the judges have, because
right.
each one that
yes.
comes, you think, oh, this one's going to be the winner, you know, right. and then the next one comes and they're all so good.
Well, you know, and when you have an entity that has been around as a presentation group for so long, that word gets out. And so it's such a good, high quality pool to start with, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
But
and I think one of the things that we've heard from feedback from our artists or other auditionees is that our judges, who are all professional musicians here in St. Louis, mm-hmm. They write comment sheets and they give them feedback about their performance. So
yes.
and the auditionees really feel that that's valuable to their next audition
to their growth
yeah. to have professional musicians give their honest opinion about what they did well and maybe what they could improve upon.
It's huge.
And, it is.
It's huge. And what's also wonderful about the judges that have been chosen is that they are there in a very proactive way, and they're very supportive of these young artists, you know, and like you said, they're giving good positive feedback and constructive, not destructive, criticism,
right, right.
you know,
exactly.
of if you were to do this, that would, you know,
make help a stronger
you
audition,
make
next
a stronger
time.
Presence,
yeah.
or whatever
right.
it might be, and mm-hmm. that is absolutely invaluable
yeah.
feedback.
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, thank you both for being with us today, Debbie.
It's
Debbie
been
Larson,
our pleasure.
And
Babette
Miners.
Yes,
well,
thank you.
And we'll give the folks the information one more time. The telephone number is 314-822-4697 for tickets and information. And a lot of information is on the website, which, by the way, was beautifully designed in all the artwork and stuff by our very own Debbie Larson, sitting right
you.
Here in front of me. I'm going to make her blush now. And that website is...
I'm blushing on the radio.
That's it, blushing on the radio. See her blush? It's like doing mime on the radio, right? The Artist Presentation Society is apsmusic.org. And thank you both so very much for having been with us this morning and for making our day even a little bit better as we present new artists and wonderful artists to St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you.
Thank you.